producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Conversation we had here on the Good Day program. As a matter of fact, it's no longer Tuesday, December 15th. It, in fact, is Wednesday, December the 16th. My God, look at what's going on here. A week from tomorrow, it'll be Christmas Eve, then Christmas, then New Year's, and I'll be here on Christmas Day and New Year's. But Jennifer Horn, will you be?
We'll see. The verdict's out.
Really? I see.
When do I have to put in my request, sir?
You can just show up. You'll be appreciated no matter what. Pretty much the way things were last night. They showed up, and they were appreciated. Overall, give me one word, Jennifer, that describes your feelings and or thoughts about the GOP debate.
Oh,
there it is. Okay.
I'm going to give you my snarky word. Ready?
Oh. Substantive.
Substantive? Really?
Substantive. That's what they always say. It drives me crazy.
A lot of baloney there. That's one word. You got your word. That's it. Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook and Twitter.
I'm being snarky.
Social media. One word, Kenneth, to describe what you think happened in the debate.
Snooze
fest. Well, you guys said fest news. Has the political landscape shifted? Is this different now? The shadow of the terrorist attacks, the refocus on the issue of race in our country. Is our country going to be safe internally, externally? How can we make you worry? How can we make you afraid? How can we have some entertainment value here? Well, let's see. What did I think about this? One word, better. How's that?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good debate, actually.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a debate, but the...
Well, you know, they stuck to what I will tell you about CNN is that they actually stuck to the topic of national security. You
Well, Blitzer's good. He's a professional.
Yeah, a lot of these debates have had topics and then they go way off track. I think they did a good job of sticking with that the whole entire night. So that was pretty
cool. They tried to stick it to the candidates by, hey, did you hear Donald Trump say this about you? And did you hear Donald Trump? And he called him on it.
He did, and I loved it.
Hugh Hewitt is a nauseating, he's a boob. I've always thought that he was a boob. Why he's there instead of Dennis Prager or one of the other guys, Medved. Prager would have been better, but he probably won't leave his wife to go do that
stuff. No, he was in Vegas.
He was there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw the ad in the trades. That's right, he was there.
Yeah, no, he was there.
He's much better than Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt I'm trying to remember what Meredith said, and she doesn't even know him. And she's watching him and says, he's kind of like a arrogant little what's this. And, let's not make him the focus. The focus is what came out of this. I thought it was interesting once Donald sort of jabbed in a nice sort of playful way over to Cruz. And it's very clear still to me that Ben Carson and Trump have a respect, if that's the word you want to use. They have a connection. So I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to listen to everybody else, 888-302-3684. In my opinion, Rand Paul looked better. Donald Trump looked the same. Carly Fiorina, I thought, presented herself well. And I also like Ben Carson. The rest of them
really
are all worthless. Completely. To watch those school boys, Cruz and Rubio. Rubio is so unsubstantive, so phony. You so see through him. Cruz at least has, you look in those eyes and he's so sad. You feel like, oh, puppy dog, I'm going to cry any moment. But the rest of Kasich needs to go see a chiropractor to get his back fixed. And Carly, let's see, I'm going across the stage. Oh, I left Chris Christie out.
Jeb.
Jeb is a waste of time. I always thought that. I still think he's a waste of time. But I was annoyed that he and Bush, Trump went at it. I thought Trump was overboard, unnecessary with the jabs that you're weak and, you know, that sort of stuff. There's no place for that. What he does, and Carly Fiorina pointed it out. Matter of fact, there's the first to cut Kara Play 1601, where Carly and Kasich say fighting doesn't help the party.
Look, the simple fact is, if you think this is tough and you're not being treated
this
fairly,
isn't tough,
imagine what it's going to be like dealing with Putin, or dealing with President Xi, or dealing with the Islamic terrorism exists. This is a tough business to run for president.
I know, you're a tough guy, Jeb.
And we need to have a leader that is
real tough.
You're never going to be president of the United States
tough,
by insulting your way to
the
president.
Let's see, I'm at 42 and you're at 3, so
Doesn't matter.
Far I'm doing better.
Doesn't matter.
So far I'm doing better. You know, you started off over here, Jeb. You're moving over further and further. Pretty soon you're going to be off the end.
It doesn't do a thing to
It sounds more and more what my daughter said that I said in the beginning. Ugh. All the fighting and arguing is not advancing us.
Yeah. Okay. They had that's a plus for the two of them. Although it was funny, some of it. But okay, so that's funny. But it isn't doing anything. Most of the stuff was substantive, though. Do you agree? Or much of it was substantive?
Yeah. I mean, I think that was what I kind of came in thinking, that it was one of the stronger debates, mostly because they were able to stay on topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I agree with you in most ways, but there are a couple things I would disagree with you on. I think Trump stayed the same. I think Carson did nothing but hurt himself. I don't think that
really?
He sounded...
I didn't give him a rating, really, because I just was talking about him and Trump.
I don't dislike Carson. I just feel like when he was asked questions, he would start off, actually one of his first answers, he was complaining that he wasn't asked a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he didn't know the answer, and so he kind of pivoted a little bit. And so I feel like he's been hit for not being strong on national security. I think he could have, or on foreign policy, I think he could have looked stronger. I think that he did nothing but slip last night.
I don't think he gained any.
I think Chris Christie, who always debates well, he's not my favorite, but he always talks about Hillary Clinton, so I think that's a really good tactic. Mm-hmm. I think Fiorina had a lot to say, but I felt like she was very interrupty. And I don't know how well that will do for her.
Well,
surprisingly,
Because she's an uppity woman.
No,
I think the rest of the world is doing it.
Don't put words like that in my mouth.
I think that the she's sounding like me now.
No, she interrupted several times.
Yeah.
In places that she wasn't even being called on. It's just my opinion. It's how it came off to me anyway.
Yeah.
And then I think that Kasich, I'm so over, but you knew that like months ago. Yeah. Rand Paul, I think, actually performed pretty well last night. I'm not a huge Rand fan. And Jeb, who, again, I think it's too little too late, but I think he actually looked pretty decent last night. He was straight. He wasn't crooked like normal.
Right.
And then I would say Rubio didn't really do too much for me. I think Cruz looked great.
It's Trump's to lose. It is Trump's to lose.
Definitely.
And Rince Priebus, that little worm, was on stage as he got started. Who is his tailor? Somebody ought to bring the guy someplace and get him a suit that fits him.
But I do think that, okay, you ask who the big winners and losers are.
Yeah.
The biggest loser of all is Priebus, and here's why.
Yeah.
They had, I think it was Wolf, asked a question to Donald Trump. Do you pledge allegiance to the Republican Party? Are you going to run as an independent? Are you sure you're not going to run as an independent? That was kind of towards the end.
Yeah,
and he said, and so Donald Trump said, I really like these candidates up here. I have respect for them. I have a like for the system. He's like, there's no way I'm going to run as an independent. I'm the front runner. I want to win as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, that's when Rince Priebus, I'm sure, started cold sweating because he wanted Donald to say, well, you know, if I'm not treated fairly, I'm going to run as an independent.
Right.
The fact that Donald was a little softer, a little gentler in his opening and closing statements, and that he said he'll run as a Republican, Priebus is rolling over.
His eyeballs and his facial expressions. All right, Kara, you got the cut from Trump?
Are you ready to reassure Republicans tonight that you will run as a Republican and abide by the decision of the Republicans?
I really am. I'll be honest. I really am. I've gained great respect for the Republican leadership. I've gained great respect for many, and I'm going to even say all, I mean, in different forms, for the people on the dais. In different forms. But I have great respect for the people I've met through this process. I've never done this process before. I've never been a politician. I mean, for the last 6 months, I've been a politician. But I will tell you, I am totally committed to the Republican Party. I feel very honored to be the front runner, and I think I'll do very well if I'm chosen. If I'm so fortunate to be chosen, I think I'll do very well. Polls have come out recently say I would beat Hillary. I will do everything in my power to beat Hillary Clinton, I can promise.
Except when they invite me over for dinner, I'll be there with bells on. All right, so you buying it? Who's buying that? Where'd Jennifer go? What happened? Am I here?
You're here. Oh, I'm here.
Jennifer's gone. All right. Well, we'll fix that. And so we've spent as much time as we need to on the GOP debate, I think, other than your comments, which we'll get to as time allows. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a Staples small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
This portion of the program brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Is there insurance against bad candidates? We got to insure ourselves. I guess at the voting booth, we have the way of dispensing the bad candidates. There are several of them that easily could be sent down that road. 21 after the hour.
We'll be right back.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are at 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let us proceed to some amusement, shall we, Jennifer? Let's have some amusement, if you please. Late night shows, Conan O'Brien joking about the GOP debate last night.
The fifth Republican debate took place tonight in Las Vegas. The Vegas debate included nine candidates, and due to a little mix-up, Celine Dion and a white tiger. The tiger is now the front runner.
The tiger's gone. The tiger ate, what's his face, his head. That was the end of that tiger.
Oh, that was Siegfried's tiger.
See you later, alligator. All right, let's see here. What does Colbert have to say about the GOP debate?
Tonight is the fifth Republican debate. This is big. This is very big. It is being touted as the last GOP debate before all the others that will happen later.
Oh, come on.
Seth Meyers joking about the debate.
The fifth Republican presidential debate was held earlier tonight. Now, obviously, we taped the show before it aired, but I think I can do a recap anyway. Trump offended minorities. Cruz dissed Obama. And John Kasich ate his podium out of frustration.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
All right. Wendy Williams from her daytime program yesterday. We were talking last night, Meredith and I, about Ellen DeGeneres and why she's so popular. One of the things that Meredith doesn't watch daytime TV, once in a while she'll get a glimpse because she's not around in the daytime. Once in a while, and it is clear, and we were talking about it, and I understood what she was saying, how much fun people have watching Ellen. Everything is made into a game or something that's
She's
fun.
She's dancing. It's a party.
Yeah,
Ellen
party.
Has a party every
yeah,
day.
Right, exactly. Wendy Williams doesn't, but she has some interesting, provocative ideas, and she always spends time in the audience. Here she answers a question about what to do with an ex-husband who doesn't want to say where he's now living.
I'm going through a divorce. I have an 8-year-old son. Currently, my husband does not want to tell me where he lives, so I allow him to come to my house so that he can see my son. My friends think I'm crazy. What do you think?
I would allow him over to the house
Do you ever leave the house while he's there?
Yeah, I'm not there.
No, 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 no. You have to stay at the house. It doesn't matter. Okay. If he's not telling you where he lives, then don't leave him at your house for him to roam.
Okay.
And sequester him to one room.
Okay.
The kitchen.
Oh. Interesting. Kitchen.
You keep him in the kitchen like the dog.
All right. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. YouTuber John Cozart. And his channel, which he calls
Paint. Oh, he was on the debate stage, right?
Yeah, right.
No?
Maybe not. He breaks down all six Star Wars movies into short a cappella tunes, which he performs while accompanying himself to help you get ready for the new movie. Everything this week is about Star Wars. This is Star Wars 99 Seconds. There's audio here, but you got to see it. But this is a teaser.
There once was a boy, slave, destined to space. He went to be bored of race and hits on the queen. And there's a cougar fly, gets killed by Darth Maul, who was then chopped in half. Obi-Wan was trained, the one from Tatooine. It's the clone age, sent people rampage. Mommy got laid straight. Penny's Bay is Padme. Oh, and it's when you're breaking. My heart's order is made Jedi or slain. Kill all the baby tiny youngins. It takes a throne long. Live the clones burn and he turned into a robo.
We all recognize the music and the tunes, but very cleverly done. So check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. It's that time of year when family gets together to celebrate, but what happens if you're not all getting along? Dr. Chambers on call has some good tips that'll help you have a happy holiday with your relatives.
It's holiday time, which means it's family time. But what if you're not getting along with a family member? How do you go about patching things up? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Patching things up with an estranged relative usually means working on yourself first. A good start is not to ruminate on the issues that caused the problem originally. Here's the thing. Don't wait until the last minute or when the whole family is gathered. Set up a meet before then. DCOC advice? Keep it light, definitely short, and choose a neutral spot like a local coffee shop for the first meeting. Start off by telling them you miss them in your life and would like them back in it. You can apologize for whatever happened, but that doesn't mean you accept all the blame. Often, better not to talk about what caused the rift until a bond has been rekindled. If anger raises its ugly head, do your best to control your temper. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Happy holidays to one and all. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets are just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Moment every day at this time, people from far and wide find their radio or they find their device. They can find the Doug Steffen Good Day program so they can listen to Jennifer Horn opine about things going on in the world. Around us, there are important things happening. Ken Kessler monitoring your thoughts on some of these important things as well with our social media. The City of Angels. In the focus yesterday, there was an email threat that shut down this entire 650,000 students.
Yeah, plus 1,100 schools, 900 regular schools, 200 charter schools. The size of the amount, like the amount of kids affected, half of Rhode Island.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's a huge school district.
And it was all a big scam.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal, though. I can't. A lot of people are playing like Monday morning quarterback where they're like, well, the LA Unified overreacted. And even Bill Bratton, who I like a lot, he was the former police chief of LA, current police chief of New York. Got the same threat. He's like, look, that was we got that threat. It's not credible. All LA did was scare people, and you know they shouldn't have done it. Well, here's the thing. We're 2 weeks out from a terror attack. Everybody's kind of on high alert anyway. And I know you're going to say, well, you can't live in fear. I'm anticipating that.
Sure.
And I don't necessarily think that it's people. Yeah, I don't necessarily think that it's people living in fear. What I think is that everybody is kind of just keeping their eyes peeled, especially when they look at the cell phone of Saeed Farouk and they saw a lot of schools in pictures and, in, you know, in photographs on his phone. I think people have kind of made an assumption that that could have been one of his targets had he gotten there.
Well,
and
it's Monday morning quarterbacking at its best and or
right.
worst. So my feeling As Bratton suggested, in New York, we saw this. I believe there have been threats that are sort of like this in other cities around the country. Whether Los Angeles did the right thing or the wrong thing is a waste of
conversation.
Yeah,
for
it hasn't
sure.
happened before. I think that L.A. and their we have way too much politically correct thinking going on
I couldn't
in our world.
It. We got off the air, and I looked at my cell phone, and there was an alert on it that said, L.A. is like closing class. I'm like, what? What did I miss? And then I took a nap.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, I realized how big it was.
Well, but you see, that's it. It's being played, and we're being played, and the terrorists then win. Whether they did anything or they didn't, or it was a hoax or it wasn't a hoax, it's hard to know what the right thing to do is. Given what we heard last night in the debates or what the conversation has been around the country, we are motivated by fear. We are a fear-based society. The news media is your enemy. They will do nothing except extract from people whatever the most negative things are, spread that stuff around. And so this becomes, my God, it happened in Los Angeles. What'll happen in New York? What happens in Washington? What happens in Miami? What happens in Ferguson, Missouri? What happens in Framingham, Massachusetts? What happens in Redding, California? What happens? What happens? What happens? Come on.
Part of what I think, and you know, Donald Trump talked about it last night, and while he may not be the most polished up guy when he talks about stuff like this, he's got a really good point, and it's one that I've been kind of chatting about for the last few weeks. We are not doing a good enough job using technology to fight terror, because the way the terror is spreading right now is all through technology.
You mean
that's
that
how
internet
they're spreading
thing?
The interwebs. Yes, the
interwebs. Whatever they
it's
are.
It's how technology is. You know, that's how they're spreading their philosophy. And here's the LA Unified guy who looks like he just woke up from a nap. I mean, the guy looks like the greatest anyway.
He
wakes
public
up.
Servant.
He wakes up and he gets this email at 5 o'clock in the morning. They do a brief check and they see that it comes from Germany and that they're talking about how this is from Germany and that they have local sources that are going to carry out this attack. These guys that are, and I'm sure the guy was down the street. Now it turns out towards the end of yesterday that it was just a local threat that they routed through an IP. The fact that we can't quickly check that kind of stuff,
you know what I
really
think it
bothers
is?
Me.
Here's what I thought when I first saw it. Some senior in high school who really knows how the internet works.
It's finals week.
Fiddled, exactly. Fiddled around with this. This whole thing is a creation of the fear-mongering of the press and people buying into it. Some high school kid, I'm betting, dollars to donuts, that when this is all shaken out, you're going to find that some high school kid did just exactly what we just said. So
whether they're in high school or not, total geeky guy who's like, let's see what I can do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the ultimate fire alarm.
I want to stay on this same thread for a minute because I want to go back to a couple of things that are related to this incident and what was said last night at the debate. The budget deal for $1.1 trillion that has been now agreed on increases the deficit again. I'm disappointed in Paul Ryan because the money, for the most part, is going to the military. I am so damn sick of listening to these people last night pander, keep talking about how our military needs to be stronger and Obama's weakened it. Obama has weakened it, but not because of the money that's available, because of the way he's managed it. There's plenty, there's outrageous amounts of money being spent, and not what comes out of the spending of the money is useless or not being used to the best purpose. There's a fort, an army base, about 40 miles from here, and I happened to be there because I had some business at a nearby location last week. So I'm driving around this fort, Fort Devens, and there's a huge lot, 14, 15 acres, of brand new military hardware. Trucks, tractors, bulldozers, trailers. There were 7 brand new Cat D7 bulldozers. There were countless trailers, countless tractor trailers, countless amounts of ordnance sitting in that caged-in area. What are they doing with it? Why is it sitting there? Why isn't it in some theater of war? And I guarantee you that you could go around this country and you can find dozens, if not more, places just like that where this stuff, this ordinance that's been built is stashed because they have no place to put it, no place to use it. They just keep building and spending and building and spending and building and spending. They don't spend the money on the men who are in service to us and the women who get hurt. They screw around with the military-industrial complex and make sure all those guys are paid to fare thee well. They're building and using things that are not necessary. I am so tired. I wish I was running for something and I had a platform that wasn't just 3 million people a week on this program, but it was 30 million people or maybe 300 million people. We are being hosed, screwed, lied to. This whole premise of we've got to spend more money on defense is an outrage. It's something that's so, it's almost, it isn't un-American, but it's unpatriotic to take this money or to say we have a, we need more. We don't need more. We need to have it managed better. There's $700 billion that these clowns fiddle around with, whether they agree with or don't agree with Obama or the whatever their relationship, the Joint Chiefs relationship is to the president at the moment. We are being held hostage. You are. I am. It is sickening how much money in ordnance there is laying around. What's even more sickening is the way we heard the story yesterday of how men and women who have PTSD are being sort of railroaded. They're being charged with offenses that come out of their inability to deal because they have PTSD, and then they get thrown out of the service with a dishonorable discharge. They never get treated. The government is screwing these people. Meanwhile, the political landscape is loaded with checks from all the military-industrial complexes that are sending their money in billions to all these guys that are running for re-election so they can have their way. They get their money. What about the guys who are veterans that aren't getting their money? And if you believe for one second that we need to spend more money on defense, you're a fool. There is no reason in the world to spend another penny. It needs to be managed better. For God's sakes, there's $250 billion a year of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse at the Pentagon. You want more money to go to that? And that's part of this budget deal. We're going to spend more money, borrow more money, so that we can get screwed by these people in the military-industrial complex. It is unconscionable. And these clowns up on that stage last night, one after the other after the other, say, we gotta spend more money on defense to make ourselves bigger and stronger. No, we don't. We have to manage.
Get smarter.
Manage. Manage. It's management. We have none at the moment. And these guys are getting away with these militarists are getting away with murder. Literally, are they doing any good fighting a war? It's hard to see any benefit from, what do they say, 30, 40 airstrikes a day? That's what comes out of that. Meanwhile, we got to send troops over there. We got to build three bases in three countries around the place where ISIS is a problem. Do you realize how you're getting dilled?
I'm sorry, I'm getting what?
Yeah, dilled. This makes me crazy. All right, so anyway. Take a deep breath, Doug. Any new comments, by the way? What do you have? Is there anything, Kenny, in Facebook or Twitter about the defense discussion in the debate last night? Anything specific about that?
I don't see anything specific. No, nothing about that.
Do you think people get it? Am I just talking to myself, or do you think people really get it? Do people understand the nuance?
I think that's why people are outraged this time. Why do you think the establishment candidates have no chance? Do you? I mean, can you imagine 4 years ago having this conversation about how Jeb Bush is not the front runner? He would have absolutely been the front runner 4 years ago.
So all these people, just mark my word, Trump isn't saying that. He says we have to have a strong defense.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they're saying. It's the ideology that no one's trusting the government right now. And I think that's what you're talking about. Mismanagement for miles.
Right. But I'm disappointed in Paul Ryan that he let this thing go through with another couple of $100 billion in deficit spending. That bothers me. Especially with the tax collections at an all-time high. And now interest rates are going to go up.
I thought it was actually kind of funny.
What?
Did you hear Chris Christie talk about?
I liked him last night, actually.
I'm telling you, he performs well in every debate.
I thought he was good last night.
You give him to me in a non-debate situation, I'm like, eh, it's Chris Christie. But, man, on that stage, he shines.
What? You know what was best? Excuse me for a second.
Yeah.
When Rand Paul took a shot at him
about
the bridge caper, and Christie didn't, he didn't flinch.
No.
He said nothing about it. He went on to go after Hillary.
Fly. I know. That's what he always does.
Yeah.
He always shows that he is in it for the general election because he's talking about Hillary. But he was kind of funny. He took a swipe at some of the senators, and he goes, this is why you won't ever catch me in Congress. He said, all they do is argue all day long about how many angels should be on a pin. And it was great. I mean, because you can see Cruz and Rubio just arguing like crazy, and so Christie kind of calls them out on it.
Yeah, but there was somebody else that was talking about that. I'm trying to remember which one was talking. Well, I don't think it was Carly Fiorina, but somebody else more or less talking about kind of what a waste of time the Congress is, because they and there are we can go on and beat this horse to death. It's really interesting to see how as these people finally realize how angry the public is, as much as they all want to take shots at Trump, his poll numbers keep going up.
Yeah.
I'm 42, you're 3.
Right. Read the messaging. You don't like Trump, find a candidate who's got the, you know,
Carly Fiorina would be a great candidate. She's a little over the edge and top on some stuff. She really...
I don't like that she says we should just not talk to Russia ever. Just she's going to shut her phone down to Putin. That just doesn't seem like the most responsible foreign policy. That's what turned me off on her. But I do still like her. I think she has a lot to offer.
She does have a lot to offer. All right. Let's take a deep breath here and have some... have some Genucel.
Yeah.
Genucel.
Don't drink
Genucel.
It.
No, I don't drink Genucel. What you do with Genucel is put on your face. Get rid of the wrinkles. The wrinkles and the lines. I get paid by the word. So if I put wrinkles out there, that's lines and wrinkles together. So I only get paid for one word instead of two or three, Jennifer. Get it?
I got it. Use
Genucel. Yes. Genucel is a great gift. No better gift. Give the gift of youth. Or as they say in New Jersey, give the gift of youth.
Youth.
Youth. Youths. The youths. You want to look youter than you have in years?
I like to look youter on my computer, actually.
A little youter in your computer. All right. So order Genucel by dialing 800-543-9262. Have I given you a reason to dial that number yet? Genucel is a very, very good natural product that takes decades off your face. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. It works for men and for women. Immediate effects overnight. You will see the results. It is completely natural. 800-543-9262. I know most of the, I was going to say women, I'm thinking about my daughter and my lady friend, who have used this stuff. Have we given it? Roberta's got some of it, I think, too. And I don't know whether you've ever used it or not, Jennifer.
No, I know, darling. You have to send me.
Okay, Roberta. I'll take care of that right away. 800-543-9262. The bottom line here is Genucel works or you get your money back. And this holiday season, you'll get a gift from them. You pay for Genucel. You'll get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, which is something that they've just introduced in the last 3 or 4 months. It takes care of the dark circles under your eyes. All of this, yours now. Get it. Use it as a stocking stuffer. Use it for yourself. 800-543-9262.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Happy to have back with us Greg Steffen, who was on an extended leave. He went to Mars, checked out the surface of Mars to see if it really did have oxygen or could support technology. And he's back with us today to give us his report, plus a way to protect yourself from those who would spoil the Star Wars film for you. That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Black Hawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Black Hawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing, and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
America thanks her veterans. And the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
All right, so Greg Stabman is back. He's had a medical problem, and so he's doing much better now because I just told him how to fix his problem.
Yeah, thank you, Doctor.
He'll be Dr. Doug, practicing without a license here on Good Day. All right, let's get to your area of expertise. Greg, for those of you who don't know, is the technology director for Men's Health Magazine, and in that position, he's subject to lots of information that comes his way, including this new Chrome extension that's supposed to protect you from people who are trying to spoil things like the Star Wars movie for you. How's this? It's interesting. We can do this sort of thing, but we can't find the bad guys in ISIS. How do we?
Doug, where are your priorities?
Excuse me.
I mean, come on. I'm just going to have to give you a dressing down right here in public.
Yes, please.
Look, we're talking about the Star Wars movie here,
yes,
okay?
Yeah. Very important stuff. All right, so how does this work?
So this is a Chrome extension, and if you're terrified that between now and when you actually sit down in the theater and see Star Wars The Force Awakens for yourself, someone might give some plot twists away, this Chrome extension promises to excise from your computer any spoiler alerts that might come your way without you seeing them coming.
It's
almost like a Star Wars lightsaber for Star Wars spoilers.
Ooh. All right, so for those of you who want complete details, you can find the story at DougStefan.com. What's new at DougStefan.com? This Chrome extension that protects you from Star Wars spoilers. All right, the folks at Facebook are testing changes to their real name policy. What's the problem?
Well, when you use websites like Facebook and even some websites like Airbnb, you have to provide an offline ID, like a driver's license. So you might scan it and send it to them. They validate your ID. But for some people, the name on their driver's license is not the name they're known by. Some people have nicknames. You know, other people have professional names. You know, I don't think Cher's legal name is really Cher. But does she get to be Cher? She probably gets to be Cher on Facebook because she could pull some strings.
Yeah.
So there, and there's some communities, frankly, that are affected by this, you know, in a deep way. I mean, Native Americans might be affected by this.
How so?
Well, because they might have a legal name, and then they might have a Native American name, and they and everyone may know them by the Native American name.
Chief Wampum is really Joe Piscopo.
Well, something like that. So Facebook is looking at a way of validating people's IDs and letting them be the name they're known by versus the name that appears on their driver's license or their passport.
I hope I offended somebody with that. I was just trying to
make it go away as fast as I could. You just brought it up again. So
now I'm somehow implicating.
I'm implicating your insensitivity.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
just staying right here. No implication. That was a drive-by for me.
That was a drive-by.
I was a victim as well.
Yes. Well, listen. It's always good. It's healthy to be a victim from time to time. I want you to take care of your back, and your brain obviously is working well, so that's a good thing. Brains are something that's needed to listen to the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Greg Stebbin here with us on technology at 59 past the hour.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.